We are embodied souls environed by mind and matter, identified with the body and outside so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. How to know ourselves? That is a matter of pure self-analysis. Then you lay down that God made man with equal privileges, and the highest aim that is before us is to know God. For that purpose we have joined various schools of thought. Blessed is the school in which we have joined for this purpose. If we have achieved this object, our purpose of life is served. To know something, how can we give food to our soul? We came to the conclusion that it was the word, bread of life, which is word personified. Then yesterday we were talking about God, whether it is possible to see God, to find God, while in earthly life. That by reference to the various scriptures, we came to the conclusion that we can have an manifestation. We can manifest God within us, and we can open our inner eye to see Him. And also we can open our inner ears to hear Him. So this was what was given to you yesterday. So there was also given some qualifications required for a man who wishes to know God. And that was told you, that the chastity of life, perseverance, and also control of the organs of sense, and last of all, love of God and love of all humanity. Now today we have to see how can we see God. You see God in worldness. When it came into being, worldness or nameless, when came into being, it is called world, unknown. That world has been the cause of all creation. That is why the masters have referred to world as the cause of all creation. That world is also called by the name, or word, or shabda. So one is the expression of God in action, of the same God, which is the basic ground, I should say, the absolute God, which nobody can see in life, that is only of going into Him, be absorbed totally. But when it comes into expression, we can have a glimpse of God. But with what eyes that were laid before you yesterday, those are not the eyes of flesh and bone, but the inner eye, called by different saints, by different names. Single eye or third eye, or the latent eye. So that is within each man, that is not the eye of the flesh or bones, but that is the inner eye within each man, which is closed. When that eye is opened, we do see the light of God and hear the voice of God. How to open the inner eye? This is a question. To sit at the feet of somebody who knows the way. If no Son of Man can do it, but it is a God power manifested in some manhole which alone is competent to give you the inner eye, open the inner eye to see the light of God. Because God has no equal, no brother, no sister, no father. Now who can connect you to God? Common sense way you find, it is He alone who can raise our souls from the bondage of mind and matter and unite the soul with Himself. God resides in every heart. There is no heart where God is not. That's the controlling power of our souls in the body. It is that power where it is manifest that manifested God in man can do that work. Each one of us has God in our hearts, but the difference lies in the fact that God is manifest somewhere. Somewhere it is still latent. So that God into action power can be seen and can also be heard. So name and the named are in fact one and the same. Wordless God and God into action, which is called Word, they are in fact one and the same. There is hardly any distinction between the two. One is the abstract form of that which is complete. Light cannot be separated from the sun. Rays of the sun, or light of the sun is not separate from the sun. So the two go together all the world over. World, God in expression power, or the worldless state from which came into expression is the same. Similarly, Godhood and God cannot be demarcated and set aside in watertight compartments as two separate entities. The former is just an attribute of the other. So Naam or name or Shabda is nothing else, nothing more or less than Godhood of God. So in Bible it is called the Holy Ghost or the Comforter. It is the primeval manifestation of God, responsible for the entire creation. It is the primeval, St. John speaks of it, in the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, and Word was God. All things were made by Him, you see. Then it goes further to say that without Him was nothing, anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. This is what St. John said. But you will find further, thy word is settled in heaven. All heavens are made by the word. So this is what about the word it is said. So all that is, you see, name and the named are but one. Light of Naam witnesseth His glory. This is what the Mohammedan saint tells us. You find the same thing given out by the masters whenever they came, whether they came in the east or the west, that makes no difference. Further they say, all that is of and from Naam, for it pervades everywhere. It is the light principle of the entire creation. He in whom this world or Naam becomes personified or manifested is called a saint. For it is said, that world was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. This is exactly what Guru Nanak said. God, when He manifests in some manhole, it is He alone who can give us a contact with the God in action power. For you find world was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Such a one has reached the summum bonum of life. So, such a person is competent at whose manhole that God has manifested, that God manifested and on any human pole is only competent to raise our souls above the control of the mind and matter and connect it with Him, with Himself. That is for that reason, you see, this is the time, you see, man body, the golden opportunity which we can have that privilege. As I told the day before yesterday, the man who has got the man body has but sight to see God. So those, fortunate is the man who has contacted with a person at whose pole God is manifest. Because in his company only he gets a connection, a unity with God. The man who has not been able during his lifetime to establish a contact with world or Naam, he at the time of death quits his body like a defeated gambler. So, greatness of Naam and world and its need has been spoken of by all masters who came in the past, and we find description of all that in the scriptures which are with us today. So the access of spiritual regions cannot be gained except with the wings of Naam. The touch with the divine current purifies a person of all iniquities. All doubts and distractions become airy nothings, and the mind becomes steady and firm, with the result of God's light is reflected therein. So Naam may appear, but in what it says, mano, syllable, but it is great power behind it. But the dose of normal world, when taken, reduces the entire garbage to a heap of ashes. Like there may be tons and tons of firewood, if little spark of fire put, then the whole thing turns out to mere a dust of, turns into dust. Similarly, if we come across with some God-man, you might say now, God in man or man in God, when you come across with him, he is able to give a contact with the Naam power of the world power within. By coming in contact with it, all the mental impurities are burnt away. Just like a spark of fire in a powder of magazine, you might say. So that Naam contact with the Naam power is what is required of us, you see. If we get then have contact with that God in action power, our life is, truly speaking, becomes pure, you see. By communing with the Naam, one transcends the limitation of the flesh and reaches far beyond the realm of the pairs of opposites. So a contact with Naam assures salvation to all, whether good or bad, learned or unlearned. Like sun and fire gives warmth and light to all. In the unifying, it is just like you take a pill, which removes, which is very laxative, you see. You eat it purposely, or even eat by error, you have motion, you see. Similarly, your soul comes in contact with the non-power within, and naturally the result is that our own sins are washed away, you see. So masters have defined this thing, that it is that power which is the power of all creation, and it resides in every heart. Now there is no place where that God in action power is not. But still, to have a contact with that, you cannot have it without the Master. Because it is the God in Him who can give you contact with God Him. So that is the controlling power which is controlling us in the body and controlling all creation. But where to find it? Guru Arjan says, for him, to find him, you will have to go within the laboratory of the main body. First you will have to withdraw your attention from all outside, tap inside and mess, as Emerson says, and then rise above senses. You will find him then and there. The yogi says, once Guru Amar Das came in contact with a yogi, he asked him where you can find a contact with the world or now. He told him, when you rise above the six Gangalins in the body, you will find him, you see. So what is it? I mean, how to recognize that God is there? So all masters say God is light. God is some principle. When worldless God came into being, it is called world. There is vibration. And vibration results in two things, light and sound. So there are two ways within, two aspects, you might say, of the body in action power, which is controlling all creation and us in the body too. If you have contact with that, that will lead you to the place from where it emanated. So how to come in contact with that? For which? For that we will have to just first withdraw from outside within, and from within rise above sense. Then you come in contact with that light and sound principle. So for that reason the masters have been giving that God or world is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my body. So these are the expressions what we have from time to time when the masters come, you see. So now to that God in action power, there are innumerable names given to that. The sages and the saints have described God in election power by innumerable terms. Some call it as the Lord of all. Some call it as the peerless one. Some say he is the nameless one. Others say, well, if you are, he is incomprehensible and ineffable. So many names have been given to the God in action power. But all these are just attributive or qualitative names. Names signifying noun, simply describe any one aspect or facet of God as appealed for most to individuals' liking. So thousands of such names appear in the Holy Scriptures. Some say it is pervading all. Others say it is encompassing all. Some say it is Allah, God, you see. Jews called it as Jehovah. So for that reason, these various names are used. So we have to start from where? From the names given to the coordination power, you see, to bring you in contact with the Absolute God, the way back to God. So oral repetition of names has its own value and utility. It is needed for some purpose, but it cannot lead to self-realization and God-realization. This is the way back, of course. It has its own function, but unless and no further. So we have the sweet remembrance of God, and for having that sweet remembrance of God, we must have some words to denote Him. But unless we come to the words, to the actual thing, which these very words denote, we cannot derive the full benefit of that. Both of which can be achieved only through contact with God in action power. Call it by whatever you may, but it is generally called by various saints or masters. Some call it word, the others call it shabda, the third call it Ram Nama. Mohammedan saints call it kalma. And these various names, in the Vedas it is called Shruti. And Zoroaster calls it a Shrosha. Mohammedans call it as a Kalamikari. So these are the various words given to the God in action power. Contact, and this contact can come about only through the grace of some competent master. Who is a competent master? He is a man like us, apparently, but the God which is latent in his house, it is manifest there, and he is conscious of that power is working through him. It is only the God power in him can unite us with God. So everyone repeating the monosyllable of any name gets no touch with the power realm behind the monosyllable. If you say, for instance, water. Water is a liquid something. It is called in various languages by various names. That water is called aqua in Latin. In French it is called probably eau. In Hindi it is called jal and neer. In Persian it is called aab. So these are the words denoting that liquid by drinking which your thirst is satisfied. So first is just directing us to something by drinking which our thirst can be satisfied. The two are the different things, you see. It is the grace of the Master alone that can give us a living touch with the all embracing life, impulse and the wish yielding of allegor. That is in his power, the God in him has the power to raise our soul which is now embedded under the weight of mind, outgoing faculties and other enjoyments, to raise you up, give a lift, bring it up and give a contact with that coordination power which is called as the living water of life. You remember, Christ met a small lady, Samaritan lady. She was carrying a pitcher full of water and asked her of water. She was a Samaritan lady, she was wondering, asked, when you are a Jew, you have no connection with Samaritans, why are you asking for water from me? And Christ said, had she known who it was who was asking for water, she would have given it. And he told her, well, look here, this water that you are carrying, this once you drink, your thirst is only satisfied once. Again you thirst again. But if you come to me, I would have given you a living water of life, by drinking which you would not thirst again. So it is the bread of life or the water of life. So bread of life is also the very word, you see. So the repetition of word water never quenches the thirst, mind that. One may slake the thirst by taking a draught of water. Similarly, by taking words, mere repetition of this or that name, without an actual touch with the named, gives us no, I mean, full benefit that directs us towards that thing or course, but cannot take us to that world. If one were to become rich by calling for riches, then there would hardly be one without being rich. To talk of riches is something else. To talk of to be rich is something else. To talk about the health, I mean, laws of health is something else. And to talk to be healthy is something else. So similarly, you find it is the water of life or what we call the bread of life, which the Master has been referred to. Christ said, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats it, that bread of life has come from heaven. Whoever eats of it has got everlasting life. So what was that bread of life or the water of life? You will find the world was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. You see? So it was world personified. When we come in contact with that, that God, our soul gets food. That's the bread of life by which our soul becomes strong. So this question arises, you see, Guru Amar Das, Guru. First Guru of the Sri Guru Nanak says, what is that name by repeating which you can know God? You can cross over the ocean of life. So you should now ask any religion, you see. All those following those particular religions, they will say our own word is the only word that can take you across the ocean of life. Hindus have God, they say Ram is the only word. Six days is why you can be the only word. And Mohammedans say it is the Allahu only word. Well, who is that? Right? These are the names, qualitative names, and that kalma as the true name and the word which is God in action power, until we come in contact with that basic or the ultimate thing which has been given by expressed by so many names, we cannot cross over the ocean of life. So there are thousands and thousands of names by repetition of which we can have the one subject only, and that is we can just concentrate. It doesn't mean that the same unloving repetition or remembrance of God by certain names, that is not required, that is required, you see, that the elementary steps. Why? What for that is used? You see, the subconscious reservoir of the mind is filled with the impressions of the world. So much so that we dream the same things, see the same things in dreams, and also in a very deep sleep state, also those words automatically regulate, come out of us automatically. So that is due to the fact the outer remembrance of the outer things has been so much so that our subconscious reservoir and mind is overflowing with that. Naturally they come out. So we have to first vacate, deplete. In the same way as we filled it, you see, we filled the reservoir of our subconscious mind by constant remembrance of the worldly things. So we can deplete that by constant remembrance of the Lord too. You might any name you like. But those names which are given by a competent master, they are charged that give you a quicker result. So for those things, you see, first thing is acquired by sweet remembrance of God. If you remember somebody, natural reaction will be there. If you hunker for that, God sees that my child is after me, He just makes somewhere an arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where he can be put on the way. So it is God above who sees, reads our hearts. Those who are true seekers after God, they have not to seek Him anywhere. Sometimes they have to go to the water tap for water. Sometimes the gardener himself brings the water and gives to the plant city. Somehow or other, God makes some arrangement to any child who is really hankering after Him to bring in contact where He is manifest, and that can be given a contact with God. So this is the first thing that is required. This is sweet remembrance of God. You find that Tennyson, poet, has given some description of it, you see. He says, a kind of waking trance I have frequently had quite from boyhood, when I have been all alone. This has generally come upon me through repeating my own name two or three times to myself silently, till all at once, as it were, out of the intensity of consciousness of individuality, the individuality itself seemed to dissolve and fade away into boundless being, and this not a confused state, but clearest of the clearest, the sweetest of the sweetest, the wisest of the wisest, utterly beyond words, where death was a laughable impossibility. The laws of personality, if so it were, seemingly but the only true life. I am ashamed of my feeble description. Have I not said that state is utterly beyond words? That's the work of the sweet remembrance of the Lord. You see? So first step is what to do. To whomsoever you want to meet, just have a sweet remembrance in your heart. That is what Christ said, let my words abide in you and you abide in me. Whomsoever you remember, that is, there is a reaction in that heart, you see. You sweetly remember God with all loving devotion, that is, there is a reaction of God in God, and God will make some arrangement to bring you in contact somewhere where you can be put on the way. So much so remembrance of the God be there, that you dream of God, even in your deep sleep state, you may also reverberate the very sweet names of God. Kabir says, if you find such a man somewhere, I am ready to give the skin of my body for preparing the shoes of one's feet. So such an, I think this is the, I mean the stepping stone or the means to the end, you see, that is no, it is own, has its own function. Guru Nanak says, let your one tongue become million of tongues. And with million of tongues, let you repeat the name of God, sweet remembrance of God, millions of times. And such like remembrance that will come within you, that will be way back to God, you see. So, both of the God in action power, which is called name, nam, and the words coined by the all rishis of saints who came in the past, they both have their own function, you see. By remembrance or constant repetition of the words which denote God, you just clear your mind with all worldly things, you see, and then you withdraw from outside. When you are absorbed in some sweet thought, naturally you become unconscious of the outside world. And further, if you are more concentrated at the seat of the soul in the body, as I explained to you the day before yesterday, that the seat of the soul in the body is back the eyes. Naturally, when you just dwell there completely, the whole body becomes numb. You rise above it, you see. This is the means to the end. That is the whole function. In these teachings of the saints, you find this is the first step. Have the sweet remembrance of God. For that, as I told you yesterday, the purity of life is required. Those who are attached to the outside things, they cannot have, I mean the concentration, they will be dragged, their attention will be dragged all the time to the outward things to which they are attached. So first step is sweet remembrance of the Lord with all love and devotion at the center of the soul in the body, which is behind the eyes. Then there should be something to stand on, you see. You see nothing, naturally you'll come back. So just to bind your attention inside to something, that is what is called dhyana, meditation. And when you stay there for a while, that light sprouts forth, light of the world. Thy world is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my body. By just coming in contact with the God in action power, the light sprouts forth, comparing to thousands of suns rising together. So this is what the process on the way. And that God power leads you to the place from where it emanates. So there are three steps. One is sweet remembrance of the Lord, first step to commence with. Then so much of God be there as I... Newton was sitting by a roadside, just solving certain problems, you see, mathematical problems. He was so much absorbed in them that the band passed by him playing, you see. And later on somebody asked him whether the band has passed like this way. He said, I don't know. When your thought, I mean attention is so much absorbed in something, your outgoing faculty do not work. Even they are open. So this is natural way back to God. Start with the sweet remembrance of God with all attention, with all loving devotion. At the center of the soul and the body, you will withdraw inside. Light will come up to give you just stay out there. And that is the expression of the God in action power. And sound principle, which is the way back to God, to ultimate goal, which is absolute God, from where it emanates. So these are the functions of the teachings of the Masters, three steps. One is called sweet remembrance of God, Simon. The second is to stay there, what you call dhyana. And third is in now contact with the Naam power, or Shabda power of the world power, which is the leads you to the back to God from where it emanates. So these are the three sources by which you can reach back to God. There are two ways back also. Vedas say Jyoti Marg and Shukti Marg. Jyoti Marg means the way of the light, and Shukti Marg is the way of the sound principle, voice of God. Mohammedans also say the same thing. God is Noor, light, and God is sound principle. So all masters who came in the past, they refer to these two. This aspect of God, which is expressed in two ways, light and sound principle, that you contact only when you rise above body consciousness. And for that purpose, first the sweet remembrance of God is required at the seat of the soul in the body. And the second is to just to fix your gaze over there, to stay on, to bind your attention over there. When you stay there, light falls forth. That's the expression when the sun rises, falls forth, you see. That is the expression of his ordination power. When you come in contact with that, that leads to the source of where it emanated, the absolute God. So, by repetition, sweet remembrance of the Lord at the seat of the soul, you withdraw from outside, you withdraw from the body, rise above senses at the back of the eyes. You see, all outgoing faculties end here. These eyes, ears, nose, mouth, everything down. So this is what is called to be born anew. Who sees? With what eyes we see that light? That is, this is not the eyes of the flesh or bone, but this is the light, eye, inner eye, what is called the single eye. So that is why when our master came, they say, the light of the body is the eye. When thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. This is what this is. Thine eye be single. There are two eyes now. How the eye can become single? That's a practical experience given. This is what Tulsi also refers to the same thing. When the two people stood of the eyes, just draw your attention behind that, and you'll find darkness, and you penetrate over there, you'll find the light of God. But how to penetrate through this dark veil, darkness? Well, that requires the help of somebody. If you can do of your own self, well and good. You do it. If you cannot do it, then you can have seek the help of somebody who can give you, who is competent to give you that experience. Once the way is up, from day to day regular practice will bring you up. This is what is called to be born anew. Kingdom of God cannot be had by observation. It can be had within, because kingdom of God is within you. This is what is meant by stepping inside. And Emerson puts it, you see. Here you'll find this darkness when you close your eyes. That is why you'll find, enter ye at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow the way which leadeth unto life, for there be that find it. Few there are who find it. It is that as we sit there all life long with no way up. Now, of course, that's a good action. But how to penetrate this veil of darkness, this requires the help of somebody. Here truly our inner eye opens. This is what is meant when Christ said to his disciples, blessed are you that see things with the old prophets, and the righteous men could not see. You are blessed, for you hear things with the old prophets, and the righteous men could not hear. So when you come to your master, you have this blessing, you see, this grace. The God in him helps you to raise you up the brain body and open the inner eye to see the light of God. So there are nine apertures in the body. If you withdraw yourself from the outside things and invert, we see the light of God. This is a practical question. People say, perhaps the master keep it a secret. No, they speak about it on the tops of the houses. But how to penetrate the dark veil of darkness, this is required somebody to help. If anybody can do it himself, he is most welcome. A blind man needs only 2 eyes to see. Well, this is the criterion given of all, by all religions. For a true Christian is one who sees the light of God. A true Mohammedan is one who rises above the body consciousness and sees the light of God. A Sikh is truly one who sees the light of God. Yeah. All masters say, in all religions, that's the ideal set up before us. If we do not see, our inner eye is not open. And we do not see the light of God. Truly speaking, we have not gained the true benefits by joining with such religion. So true religion starts from where? When you rise above body consciousness. Where the world philosophies end, there the religion starts. So truly this is the only way back to God, and that's the only way the masters have reputed. Of course, for rising above body consciousness, we have got so many ways. Some are man-made ways, some are God-made ways. So man-made ways are difficult, that involve the control of breathing inside by doing kumkar, and then that's a long terrain. We are terrain not fit for those things. So this is the natural way, which is called Surya Yoga. The yoga of the sound Vishnu. For that, this is something, you see, what is spoken, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Is it possible? The master says yes. St. Paul said, I die daily. And Guru Nanak said, learn to die 100 times a day at will. This is something very practical. You can have in life, in the child's seat, light of God, and hear the voice of God, if some competent person, at whom called the God is working, he may say, you get from him this as a gift from him. The God in him gives you a gift of that to start with. That's only the ABC starts from there. That's not the end all or the be all. This is something substantial. Before you go to a master, you are blind because your inner eye is not open. You are deaf because your inner ear is not open. When you come to him, he gives you a sitting, then inner eye is open, you come back with eyes. You see the light of God. You begin to hear the voice of God. You become not deaf. So this is the blessing that you have at the feet of the master, you see. So this is what is told by us, so we have twice born. So this is all dependent on what? On a God-man, you see. The body, they say, what the God-man says, well, God is within you. You see? Body is the true temple of God. And you can find it as a true temple of God with the grace of the master. You find the outward things, outward places of worship are made after the man body, dome-shaped, all Hindu temples. And cross-shaped or nose-shaped, all churches. And the forehead-shaped, all Mohammedan. This is your worship. And there you will find this symbol of light and sun. That is to show that the two temples in the body, you have got the light of and the sound of God. You see. These models were made to show us that such like light and such like sound principle is reverberating within you. And the masters, when you meet them, are competent to give you some experience to start with. And to develop more and more under his instructions to reach back God. So these are the things that we have got, and we, if by God's grace we come across such a God in man, a man in God, who is the, what is God-man? God-man is the mouthpiece of God. Holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Verily, verily I say unto thee, we speak that what we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. They said, we have seen God. Oh, how do you see God? Well, by His grace, when you sit by Him, you begin to see the light of God, you see. So, all masters were Who is that God-man? He is world personified. The world was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. So they say that the God inspires within them. They don't speak from the level of his intellect, but as inspired by God, you see. These are all masters to whom, in whom that God power is manifest. They are always conscious that it is not they are telling what they say. They are conscious it is God, Father behind them, that sees that says. He is not the man concerned. So that is why all masters who came in the past, apparently to all intents and purposes, they appear like a man, like you. But you find their body working among the men. But their souls are nearest to God. They are conscious of God. They see that it is God working through them. Their outer body appears to be bound in the world, but when they think, just concentrate, they have the competency to traverse into the high planes. So that is for that reason, never take all in masters, they are like son of man, you see, but they are something else whose inner self, you might say, in tune with God, and God speaks to them. That is what Mohammedan saints say. Not only the words come from their gullet, but it is the two words of God which is coming out. You see, they are always perfect. And the Master said, you know, that whatever words come within the man, from within the man without thinking, they are always perfect. So for that reason, apparently, he appears to be a man moving on earth. He appears to be just bound in the body as we are. But he has the competency when he requires, he can fly into the heavens, and also if he wishes, just draw the other man's soul into the beyond. Similarly, he is God, openly he sees like you, but when he also can see beyond too, and we cannot see beyond. So apparently for all intents and purposes, he is God in man working, you see. He is man in God, you might say, and God in man working, you see. He has the competency. We close our eyes, it is all darkness. When you meet him, that veil of darkness is removed, and you see light. You bear testimony to it. The competency of a master lies only in the fact that he is competent to remove the veil of darkness, and instead give you some experience of light, which is light of God. So these are the things, you see, why when two masters met, naturally when you close your eyes, now it is darkness, then you always see light. And that is the beginning only, you see, not the end of all. They are still further way up, stages by stages, unless you reach to the true home, your Father, with his help. He appears to be man outside. When you meet him, when you go with him, well, he is also competent to manifest himself there. You see, Christ advocates those who keep my commandments, they keep the commandments of God, God is pleased with them, then I shall manifest myself to that, you see. So, truly Master is one who has the competence to guide you outside too. And when you rise above body consciousness, he is competent to appear there too, to guide you. So Shams Tabriz, the Mahomedan saints say, just take hold of the hem of somebody who is aware, who is conscious, who can guide you in this physical world too, and when you rise into the beyond, while alive, or after death, he also never leaves you there. That is the God power, or the Christ power, or the Guru power. Which once you meet some manhole at which that power is working, he never leaves you, mind that. You may leave him, but he will never leave you. So such are the, they are the competency, you see, they are the, now in the government you find there are so many ministers. Each minister has its own portfolio. He is the final authority over there. So similarly, there are so many portfolio ministers in the court of God, you see. There are avatars, incarnations of God, who come to the world to set the world aright, punish the wicked, and what you say, they give appreciation to the good people, but they don't let them go out of their pain, you see. But the saints have got a portfolio. They are competent. Anybody who comes to him as seeking, he just has the competency to raise his soul into the beyond. He gives you a new birth. So these are the things that we can have with the Master. Lectures can be given by any man after little training. There are a lot of symbols of certain schools of religions can be learned from any man with a little training. How to say prayers or how to perform certain rites and rituals, that if any man with a little training can do it. But this is something quite different. How to rise above body consciousness, hope to be born anew. So such a life, the human power at which God works, is called a master and saint. After they leave the body, physical body, all masters had the physical body and they left it. But the God power working in them never left, you see. That like Christ said, I shall never leave you nor forsake you till the end of the world. So when you come, you are fortunate to come across such a person. So you say, only such a man is worth calling himself a master, who can open your inner eye to see the light of God, which is beyond the outgoing faculties, above the senses. Now go and find out, please, wherever you can. The way has been, I think, very well explained, very openly. The question will remain that how to penetrate beyond this dark veil of darkness. So such like persons, you see, when they come, they are God intoxicated. They have got their radiation. And the radiation affects all who come within that area, field of action, you see. That field of action can work on the people who are got receptive moods. They may be sitting thousands of miles from them, still that radiation works, you see. If you can catch thousands through radio from thousands of miles, why can't you receive the help from a living master who has that competency in whom that God power is working? He is all love, mind that. God is love, and what is master? Christ said, I am the light and the love. So God is that qualification, and the God is, what you say, manifested in man also has the same qualification, you see, that in God. He loves all. He is conscious. Our consciousness has become morbid by just identify ourselves under the outgoing faculties, with the outgoing faculties. He has the power to raise it more conscious. And he is light. He makes others see light. They are the children of light. When they come to the world, they give light to all the world over. So, happily, when you meet such light persons, you have got that competency. And when you have that right, well, this is what has been laid on almost by all masters who came in the past. A truly, I will say, the man is fortunate who by joining various religions, these are the requirements. Remain in any religion you like, you see. Just you will have to have chaste life. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. And you will have to sit at the feet of somebody who has got, at whose hold that God power is working, who is competent, that God is in his competent to raise you up, to open the inner eye to see the light of God, and open the inner ears to hear the voice of God. This is what is expected of a true master. People ask, what is the criterion of the master. Well, he has got this competency. He will quote you from various scriptures, only give you something to stand on, to show that what he is going to give you is also spoken of by the masters who came in the past. But he said, don't believe in the word of the master, don't believe what the scriptures say, only believe when you see, and you will have permission not to talk. So this is the way of the masters, of the path of the masters, are what is called the truly speaking spirituality, are the social geography, you see, the science of the soul. Just liberate soul from the bondage of mind and matter and give it contact with the God in acting power, which is called world, Namaskarya. So this is the practical aspect what the masters give us when they meet us. Fortunate we are, we have taken steps, elementary steps I would say. That is what? Just reading scriptures, as I told you the other day, that we cannot have the right importance of scriptures even until we come across someone who has seen the guy. He can give you the right importance of them. Others will give what? At the level of their intellect, and that is because of so many schools of thought that we have got now with us. Those who see, master saw and said that we find record thereof in the scriptures, and we can have the right to vote thereof only when we come across somebody who has seen the way. All others will have give their own versions, you see. So we have got the man body, which is the highest in all creation. We are the fortunate ones, that's a golden opportunity that we have got. The ultimate goal is to know God, and for that purpose we have joined various religions. In all religions you'll find the same teaching as the basic principles. To have the right import of the scriptures, we need somebody who has seen the way. He need not go to the scriptures too. He has the competency to raise you up to see the light of God. Even the children who cannot read scriptures, even the illiterate people who are not educated, even when they are given sitting by a master, they see the light and hear the voice of God. This is what is given out in all scriptures. I have given you a digest in true words what a master can do. To meet a living master in life is a great blessing. Maulana Reem says, if you come across any such person at whom all God is manifest, well, you are nearing, you are sitting by God, you see. They were Pythagora said, they come clothed in light, you see. They appear to man body, but they are clothed in light. So these are the basic teachings are the true teachings about the masters. Whenever they came, at any time in the past, they gave out. The world is not without them. They were rare in the past, even now they are rare, you see, because they are food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Demand and supply in the law of nature. Where fire burns, oxygen comes to help. So those had hankering to know God, God brought them in contact somewhere where they were put on the way. Even now, the same God is there. If you got real thirst, real hunger for God, well, God will make arrangement to bring you in contact somewhere where you can be given a contact with God, and you testify to it. Maybe how little or more, that depends on the background of each man. But each man gets some experience to start with. Rome was not built in a day, but to be put on the way, if you go on, and that the way of the sound and the light, which we have contact only when we rise up above senses, if you once given an experience of that by weighing up you might say, a raising of the soul above it, you can develop it from day to day and ultimately to whom of her father. So there is hope for everybody. Every saint has its past and every sinner its future. So blessed you are, please remain in your own religions. No need, you should not change, you see. But whatever step you have taken, that's all right. Just take a step further to be born anew. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. Open your eyes. The God is life in you. The two aspects of God is life and sound principle. This is the digest of the teachings of the masters who came in the past in various religions. When masters come, they do not come, don't break us, destroy the old religions and start a new one. They say, well, there are so many religions, all in standing, they have stood the test of times, remain there, but just rise above body consciousness, where the ABC stops, which is the esoteric side of his teaching of all masters. Well, thank you for your patient hearing.